Committee on Veterans Affairs called to order January 25th, 2005, and the first bill we hear will hear is House Bill 2155, and we'll open a public hearing on that bill. Mr. Conley, or Ms. Conley, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I should have known Val was alone.
A lot of people make that mistake. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
For the record, my name is Val Conley. I'm an administrator of the Veterans Services Division for the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, and I'm pleased to be here today to testify in support of House Bill 2155. The purpose of this legislation is to make an additional home loan product available to borrowers to assist them in becoming homeowners through the Oregon Veterans Home Loan Program. The Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs has been making home loans to qualified vets since 1945, when the Oregon legislature created the department for the purpose of offering home loans to World War II veterans and to assist these returning veterans with obtaining veterans benefits to which they were entitled as a result of their service to a grateful state and nation. Since 1945, the department has made more than 333,000 home loans, a positive economic impact to the state of more than $7.4 billion. Through the years, the legislature has helped bring about necessary changes to the program. If passed, this legislation would amend Oregon Revised Statute 407.275 to give the director the flexibility of being able to offer an additional loan product to eligible qualified veterans, provide an increased number of Oregon veterans in the already existing pool with the opportunity to attain home ownership with a low interest rate state home loan. The pool of eligible veterans would not be enlarged. This would allow lower monthly mortgage payments for borrowers. Some veteran home loan applicants have demonstrated the ability for repayment but lack the ability to make the larger payments that a 30-year mortgage requires as compared to a 40-year mortgage. This would provide borrowers with an additional state home loan product option. It would also make an additional loan product available to mortgage lenders and brokers who originate state home loans for offering to their clients. The department partners with an expanding statewide network of mortgage lenders and brokers who originate Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs home loans. This provides veterans with the convenience of being served in their local communities, as the department's loan staff is located in Salem. The department appreciates these important business partners. The Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs requires mortgage default insurance on any loans in excess of 80% loan-to-value ratios. This insurance protects the agency in the event of default on loans. In addition to requiring mortgage insurance, the department's underwriting guidelines are more stringent than they have been in the past. The department's home loan policies are in line with Fannie Mae guidelines. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today, and I would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Are there any questions from the committee?
No questions.
And this essentially allows from 30-year mortgage to a 40-year.
Another option, yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. Chair Barker, this would allow some veterans who wouldn't otherwise be eligible. They meet all the other criteria. They just can't qualify for the higher payment on a 30-year, so this would get them in the door on a 40-year. It would lower the payment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Criteria change? I mean, is it based upon still, would it be based upon X percentage of income? They'd just be paying for it longer?
Chair Barker, Representative Scott, that is correct. All the other criteria would remain the same. Same interest rate.
Same interest rate?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to go out and buy another house?
I know outside lenders do charge a rate for a 40-year loan. They do charge a fee, an extra fee of around $5,000 for that.
I guess, Chair. I guess because it's the source of money is different, so I guess that allows you to make those loans at a rate that would be different than what an outside, you know, based upon their source of money.
Correct.
Mr. Chair, please. Thank you. Yeah, how do you get this message out to veterans that this new option's available? Will they all be automatically contacted? How do you do that?
Chair Barker, Representative Schaffler, we get the word out through our website. I don't know if you visited our website, but a lot of the forms that we use are online on that website, especially brokers, lenders forms. We publish our interest rates. We publish 30-year term, 40-year. We will publish 40-year terms. We get the information out to our mortgage lenders and brokers. The agency goes to all the home and garden shows for the most part throughout the state. We give the information to our county veteran service officers in each county throughout the state. So there's numerous ways that we get our product out there.
And they have the Department of Veterans Affairs sends out a newspaper, newsletter they call it, but it's actually a little newspaper, I think, bi-monthly.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any further questions? Mr. Keller, is there a referral on this?
We have a subsequent referral to the Committee on Revenue.
Okay. Close the public hearing on House Bill 2155 and open a work session on House Bill 2155. Is there a motion?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2155 to the Committee on Revenue with a due pass recommendation, please.
Okay. Representative Schaffler has moved House Bill 2155 to the Committee on Revenue with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? If not, would the assistant call the roll, please?
Representative
Bulkrich? Aye.
Representative Cowan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Schaffler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Scott?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye.
Okay, we'll move that on out there. Thank you very much. And we'll close the work session. The next bill up, we'll open a public hearing on House Bill 2157. Okay, please, go ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair Barker, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Val Conley, Administrator of Veterans Services Division for the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm pleased to be here today to testify in support of House Bill 2157. The purpose of this legislation is to clarify administration of the Veterans Emergency Financial Assistance Program by the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to include veterans' widows and widowers who have not remarried as eligible recipients of funds from the program to meet their emergent needs. The 73rd Legislative Assembly created the Oregon Veterans Emergency Financial Assistance Program to provide emergency financial assistance to Oregon veterans and their immediate families for needs that include but are not limited to emergency or temporary housing, medical or dental, transportation, expenses related to starting a business such as a business or occupational license, and certain legal assistance. The result of funds dispersed to veterans and their families has meant the difference between being homeless and living in a safe, comfortable environment. Having emergency medical and dental needs go untreated and being able to eat comfortably, living in an unheated home and having functioning utilities to stay warm and have light, etc. House Bill 2155 amends ORS 408.500 to include veterans, widows, and widowers who have not remarried among those eligible for this quality of life affecting program. If passed, House Bill 2155 will allow veterans, widows, and widowers to receive a benefit resulting from their deceased loved one's military service from Oregon as a grateful state. Thank you for the opportunity to testify. I would be happy to answer any questions.
Hey, thank you. Committee, are there any questions? Okay, thank you. Okay. I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2157 and open a work session on 2157. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2157 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Schaffler moves House Bill 2157 with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Would the assistant please call the roll?
Representative Bocas?
Aye.
Representative Cowan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Schaffler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Scott?
Aye.
Chair Buckley?
Aye.
The motion carries. I would entertain a motion to place House Bill 2157 on the consent calendar.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2157 be placed on the consent calendar.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, so moved. The work session on House Bill 2157 is closed. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2162.
Members of the committee. For the record, my name is Val Conley, Administrator, Veterans Services Division for the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. I'm pleased to be here today to testify in support of House Bill 2162. The purpose of this legislation is to clarify existing statutory language relative to the inclusion of veteran survivors as being eligible to receive the assistance of county veteran service officers. Veterans, their dependents, and survivors obtain federal, state, and other veterans benefits through the assistance of veteran service officers in Oregon. Veteran service officers include service officers within the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs, most counties in Oregon, and veterans organizations. The 73rd Legislative Assembly directed the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs to establish a program to enhance and expand the services provided by county veteran service officers. House Bill 2162 amends ORS 406. I'm not sure who typed these, but this is, I'll have to get you amended testimony. Some of these numbers are incorrect. 406.452, 406.454, 406.456, and 406.408 to ensure widows, widowers, and dependents of deceased veterans are eligible to receive the assistance of county veteran service officers to obtain benefits to which they are entitled as a result of their deceased loved one's military service. Thank you for the opportunity to testify, and I would be happy to answer any questions.
And just as part of your testimony there, I'm looking at the bill, and the one that was apparently Oregon Revised Statutes 406.450, they just have 50, just a typo. So I'll clarify that. Are there any questions?
Yes, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Val, can you, last session we added, and maybe Representative Scott can help me here, we added $2.5 million for, I think, additional funding for veterans service officers, is that correct?
That is correct.
Follow-up question, Mr. Chair. And is that in the existing, is that $2.5 million that was a one-time last time, is that part of the governor's budget this time?
Chair Barker, Representative Boquist, yes, it is in the governor's recommended budget.
Okay, follow-up, Mr. Chair. Follow-up. So then within the existing budget to the governor's proposed, then by adding this additional services, there's not going to be, do you anticipate an expansion of costs related to this?
Chair Barker, Representative Boquist, no cost. This is a housekeeping bill. Mm-hmm. We changed the same language in other parts of the statute, so this is just cleaning up this bill to change the language to reflect. I believe Paula Brown testified on another bill that was very similar to this just the other day. I don't remember the bill number on that, but yeah, this is just to clarify the language pertaining to survivors.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any further discussion? We'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2162 and open a work session on House Bill 2162. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2162 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Schaffler moves House Bill 2162 with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? If not, will the assistant call the roll, please?
Representative Boquist?
Aye.
Representative Cowan?
Aye.
Vice Chair Schaffler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Scott?
Aye.
Chair Buckley.
Aye. And I would entertain a motion to place House Bill 2162 on the consent calendar.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. And we'll close the work session on House Bill 2162.
Wait, I did the consent one because I didn't want to carry it.
Okay. Those are sign sheets. I saw that one. Okay. Open a public hearing on House Bill 2237. Mr. McDonald, Mr. Ray, and Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, my name is Matt McDonald. I represent the United Veterans of Oregon. On this bill, we think it's a common sense bill. Ever since the bill originally passed, each year I've have to make out a form, send it back into the county assessor's office when he already has the information there. At the assessor's office, if I moved, I can understand where he would send it out. But all this bill does is save time on the part of the veteran, time on the part of the assessor, money for sending it, money for returning it. And the bad part about the way it is now, if I get the form from the assessor each year and I put it one side and I forget to renew it by 1 April, then I lose out on that particular benefit to veterans. So this is a good bill. It's really a housekeeping cost-saving bill, and we support it.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee?
Well,
do you have?
Yeah, just okay. One. Thank you, Mr. Why did they require this anyway in the first place?
Because it was put into the law to do it that way. And unfortunately, when they did it, they didn't, I think it through. But this just, all this does is save time and money.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is John Phillips of the Oregon Department of Revenue. This bill, as Mr. McDonald has testified, will eliminate the annual filing requirement for the partial property tax exemption for disabled veterans. The counties, as you know, in Oregon administer the property tax, and the Department of Revenue oversees that for purposes of uniformity. And we've been in discussions with the county assessors in each of your counties throughout the state to discuss issues of tax administration, and this area has come up several times, and now is we feel is the time to deal with it. And to Representative Schaffler's question, the purpose for filing an annual filing like the income tax is where situations have the potential for changing. It's critical to make sure that the people that are qualified actually receive the benefit, and only those people. And so for income tax purposes, you know, people's income changes annually. And there is a component of an income test with this bill, although not for all applicants. So historically, I think the intentions were good. Many property tax exemptions required annual filings. Most of them today don't. Even last session, you passed a bill that eliminated it for certain other kinds of applicants. So this is definitely time has come and probably passed to eliminate this. It will actually eliminate the requirement for veterans filing, disabled veterans and their surviving spouses, for about 37,000 Oregonians that would qualify, and the processing necessary by all the counties to handle that. This is one of the only application for exemption that if the person, if the applicant does not file timely, the county is required by law to send out a notice saying, did you forget to file? So it is really set up for the benefit of the veteran in more ways than any other application, but that adds an additional step for the counties, and we're interested in protecting their administrative processes and also for the veterans to make sure they get what's due to them.
Thank you. Any discussion? OK. Okay, thank you very much. I'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2237 and open a work session on House Bill 2237. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2237 to the Committee on Revenue with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Schaffler moves House Bill 2237 to the Committee on Revenue with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Representative Buckley?
Aye.
Representative
Collins?
Vice Chair Schaffler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Scott?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye.
Work session on House Bill 2237 is closed as the motion carries. We'll open a public hearing on House Bill 2159. Val, again.
Thank you, Chair Barker, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Val Conley, Administrator, Veterans Services Division for the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs. The purpose of this legislation is to remove language that pertains to monetary limits on farm loans to veterans. If passed, this legislation would amend ORS 407.205 to delete the language that provides for a monetary limit of $185,000 for farm loans. Due to a change in federal tax laws, the Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs is no longer able to lend against any sort of income-producing property. We can, however, make a loan on the home portion of an agricultural or farm property. The current maximum loan today is $417,000. That is the bulk of my testimony pertaining to this legislation. Do you have any questions?
Are there any questions from the committee? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing and open a work session on 2151. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2159 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Schaffler moves House Bill 2159 with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Representative Buckley?
Aye.
Representative Collins?
Aye.
Vice Chair Schaffler?
Aye.
Vice Chair Scott?
Aye.
Chair Barker?
Aye. I would entertain a motion to place 2159, House Bill 2159, on the consent calendar.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The work session of House Bill 2159 is closed. Mr. Keller, do we have any further business?
We have no further business today.
Thank you, everybody, for attending, and the meeting's adjourned.